Welcome to Beyond Legends, a weekly family-friendly exploration into the origins and stories of some of our favorite cryptids, myths, mysteries, and beyond. I'm Allie.
I'm Felix.
So Felix, tell me, how's your day been?
My day's been good, but I have a question for you.
Ooh, I love a good question.
What is our topic today? What cryptid, what folklore or something is a Bigfoot?
So you're just ready to jump in,
I'm
hearing.
I'm very ready. I've been jumpy to do this all my life. I've always wanted to be a podcast host.
Oh, okay. Well, I was thinking that we could do kind of a guess the cryptid. So I'll give you some clues.
Oh, and you, like hangman. You have to guess the word.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Make sure you have your hangman board out because you're going to try and guess the thing too, okay?
That's a great idea. Okay.
Get your hangman board.
So here is the first clue. Some people say that this cryptid is either the size of a dog when it's walking on all fours or about 4 to 5 feet tall when it's walking on its back legs.
Chupacabra?
That was too easy. Can I go through the rest of my clues?
No.
What? How'd you know?
Well, chupacabras I'm good at this stuff, so.
Apparently. Yeah, so my other clues were going to be sometimes it's furry and sometimes it looks reptilian. It almost
chupacabra.
Always has red eyes and long glistening fangs.
Chupacabra.
And it's usually found in Central America and the Caribbean.
Chupacabra.
So, in case you haven't figured it out yet, I think today we're going to cover chupacabra. Yeah? Excellent.
Woo!
So,
I was reading a chupacabra book at school, and it was like this comic book, and it was like they made the chupacabra like as tall as our house, and it was kind of like a giant grizzly bear and ate people.
That sounds terrifying.
It was.
That is our dog, one of our dogs.
The whining. She is the whiniest puppy in the house. Everyone thinks she smells bad, but she doesn't.
Yes, she does. Okay.
No, she doesn't.
So anyways, speaking of smelling bad.
Chupacabra doesn't take a bath.
No, I don't think it does. I did some research on chupacabras. And would you like me to tell you a little bit about the history?
Loading. Generating answer. Your answer is yes.
Excellent. So our story begins in March 1995 in Puerto Rico with the discovery of 8 dead sheep at a ranch. Each sheep had 3 puncture wounds in the neck and chest area and was, allegedly, completely drained of blood.
Wait, they didn't have good testing back then. So how could you be for sure that they were fully drained of blood? Well, Dracula would be very upset.
Well, it was 1995, so they had pretty good scientific testing. It wasn't that long ago.
Oh,
but we're gonna talk.
My Grammy was alive. Grammy was alive.
Yeah, I was alive too. It wasn't that long ago.
Oh, so you're like 15?
In 1995, I was 7.
Let's stop talking about age and more about this podcast.
Thank you. So, over the next several months through the year of 1995, up to 150 farm animals and pets were reportedly killed in a similar manner. Farmers in the area teamed up with the National Guard, which is kind of like an army.
Dun, dun, dun.
To try to figure out what was killing all of these critters. In August 1995, late at night, Madeline Tolentino of Canoanas in Puerto Rico reported seeing a strange creature with glowing red eyes outside of her home. So I think Madeline was just kind of like taking her trash out or something at night.
I thought she was like on guard or something.
No, she was just at her house. She was like closing up her house for the night.
Oh, I see.
And like turning off the porch light.
Turning off the porch lights. 1995 sounds like a billion years ago.
Yeah, it was last millennium. So anyways.
No, it wasn't. You're not that old.
No, it literally was last millennium.
What's a millennium?
1,000 years.
You said you were alive?
I was alive.
1,000 years ago?
We'll talk about millenniums in a minute. But so the first person on record to have seen a chupacabra was Madeline. And this started to get picked up on the radio and the news. And there was actually a radio DJ, somebody who's like playing the music on radios, who coined the name chupacabra because chupa means sucks or to suck in Spanish. And
cabra is goat.
That's right. So it literally means goat sucker in Spanish.
Yeah. My dad has a chupacabra book, and the depiction of a sheep, he was like in a desert, and when he was drained of blood, he was like a flat pancake goat. I thought it was funny.
By the end of 1995, remember we're in August. We have August, September, October, November, and December, so 5 months left in the year.
Yeah.
And between the time that the first reporting from Madeline came out, over 200 other people came forward with alleged sightings saying, I saw chupacabra in my backyard. I saw chupacabra when I was driving down the highway. I saw chupacabra. One man reported that he was attacked by something that was roughly the size of a bear, and it left him with like 3 gashes across his belly. So
stomach.
Yep. So there were a lot of reports of chupacabra sightings throughout Puerto Rico and Latin America. And that ended up coming up into the United States. So it's only been, let's see, 30 years, almost 30, 29 years since the first reported chupacabra sighting.
Chupacabra hasn't been reported for like, in so long. There's only like books and magazines and like, and nonfiction stories. That's all they have left of chupacabra. No news headlines, no nothing.
So, chupacabra was
scary.
Yep. And the early sightings said that chupacabra looked like a reptilian monster. So reptile-like monster with feet that had 3 pointed toes.
Wait, are you saying that the sightings changed? Because if they did, someone is wrong. Or maybe chupacabra evolved. Let us know if you see something like chupacabra or any other weird cryptids. We will be checking our thing like every few times. So thank you.
So yeah, over the years from 1995 until now, chupacabra has evolved or changed quite a bit. So in 1995, chupacabra was reported as being about 4 to 5 feet tall, walking around on its hind legs with 3 toes on each foot.
I'm making the biggest frowny scared face in the world. This is definitely, oh wait, I should tell them at the end my Felix scare rating.
In 1985, people were reporting that this was a reptilian-like monster who was about 4 to 5 feet tall, walked around on 2 legs with feet that had 3 toes on each foot that were pointy. It had gray skin. Sometimes it was furry, but mostly not. So it was like scaly.
Blue. Sometimes it was blue with brown spots.
Yeah.
And it had like a giant mohawk going down its back. It was kind of like a T-Rex's spines.
Yeah, so a lot of the reporting said that there were spikes that went all the way down its back. You're right. As we get to the year 2000, a lot of the reports started to change. And instead of walking around on 2 legs, people said that they started to see a chupacabra walking around on 4 legs. Some people even said that it looked kind of like it was hopping around like a kangaroo. Or a wallaby. And that was when it kind of shifted and became a furry cryptid that was more dog-like in appearance than this reptilian.
I hear in, like, books and people tell me that the chupacabra looks kind of like a dog, cat, kangaroo monster that you might see in your backyard, too.
Yeah. And so, like, that's become a lot more commonplace. Chupacabra sightings have been reported as far north as Maine and in other countries, like in Russia. There have been chupacabra sightings. The only thing that they've had in common across all of these various sightings is the glowing red eyes, the long claws, and the long fangs that they use to bite the livestock and suck all the blood. So that's, you know, maybe this is just one type of cryptid that keeps evolving over time. Or maybe it is, I don't know, different cryptids?
Maybe chupacabra, the original chupacabra, got married to another chupacabra. And it's like evolvation. Gorillas, monkeys, all the way to humans. Maybe that's what happened. That's what's happening with chupacabra. Maybe. If you see a chupacabra family, let me know.
Yeah, maybe. So I want to touch really quickly on some of the theories about where chupacabras came from.
Did they come from, like, a Hispanic culture? Because chupacabra is Spanish for goat sucker.
Well, yeah, I mean, the first sighting was in Puerto Rico, which is in Latin America. So it's very, very possible that this, the story did originate in a Spanish-speaking country, which is why it's known by a Spanish name. One of my favorite theories is that they are actually aliens that got dropped off and left behind. Another popular theory is that they're a type of monkey called the rhesus monkey, which is known for walking around on their hind legs.
I've heard of rhesus monkeys. They kind of speak like, and they have like a blowhorn in their mouth. And like, oh, oh. And they make really weird sounds.
I did not know that. But I do know that rhesus monkeys are really close to humans for DNA.
Wait. So if chupacabra is related to those, that means we're related to chupacabra? Dun, dun, dun.
Anything's possible.
I'm scared now.
So
I'm part chupacabra.
Maybe. Do you like eating goat?
I like eating lamb.
So one of the theories is that the chupacabra was from a family of rhesus monkeys that were being experimented on by the government. And they escaped the lab and just ran off into the wilderness of Puerto Rico. The most commonly accepted explanation for chupacabras.
Sorry.
The most commonly accepted explanation is that they're probably dogs, wolves, or coyotes that have a mite on their skin that causes mange or scabies. And I'm going to show you a picture of what that looks like. If you want to see, it's pretty gnarly.
Don't put it on Facebook.
Is it scary?
No, it's not scary. It's just gnarly. Here's a picture of a dog that's got scabies or mange. And so it makes their skin really irritated, and it's really unfortunate. But a lot of times these predators like coyotes and wolves and dogs, once they get mange or scabies, they start to look really weird and they get really skinny because they can't hunt for food like they normally can, which is why they might be attacking livestock.
And chupacabra is really skinny. I bet their sanity is really small because, like, scabies sounds like a brain infection.
It does kind of sound like a brain infection.
So maybe that's why chupacabra is so crazy. And he attacked people. Well, some dogs attack people in general, but chupacabra is skinny. He's as skinny as me. I'm pretty skinny. I'm like lightly touching my chin. I can feel my jaw.
So what people, like skeptics who have looked into this, what they think has happened is that there might have been mange or scabies going around in the dog canid community. So like with coyotes or wolves or dogs, causing these dogs to get sick and not be able to hunt very well. And then at the same time, a horror movie came out that aired in Puerto Rico called Species that featured an alien who looked somewhat human but had glowing red eyes and spikes down its back. So they think, what skeptics who have looked at this think, is this is a dog that probably had mange, or many dogs that had mange. And then the people who had these sightings had seen this movie recently, and it kind of twisted in their brain a little bit. Kind of like when you're in, you wake up in the middle of the night and you see the shadows on your walls. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sometimes I watch scary things, and like when it's dark, I like see shadows. That happens a lot to me. So if it's happened to you, don't be surprised that you see chupacabra. Just be like, it's a hallucination.
Yeah.
Chupacabra is all a hallucination. I think that's why chupacabra looks different. Mm. And some dogs can stand on their hind legs because, like, some dogs are really talented. And that's why chupacabra has looked different every time this sighting was made.
Yeah, that's a good point. That might be.
I'm kind of being a skeptic right now, even though I'm not a skeptic. It probably is a dog with that weird skin.
Yeah.
Because every dog looks different. Just like every gorilla. Everything. Everything looks different in one tiny way.
What about identical twins?
They're still different.
Okay.
Their voice.
So that altogether is kind of the history and the legend of chupacabras. So I thought that chupacabras were super old, but they are really only like 30 years old.
It might have never existed. It didn't exist. Or did it?
We'll never know.
We'll never know. Let us know if you find chupacabra, and please post a picture of the sighting. We would really appreciate that. Please subscribe to our podcast. And we'll see you on the next episode.
Well, I was going to ask if you wanted to do your scare rating.
Oh, my scare rating for this was like an 8. So
8 out of 10?
8 out of 10. It twisted my stomach so much. Okay. Bigfoot isn't scary. Chupacabra is.
What's scary about chupacabra?
It sucks blood. Oh. Everything you were saying horrored me.
All right, friends, it's time for us to end the show, but we would love it if you would rate, review, and subscribe. We'll see you next week with an all-new episode. Felix, what category would you like to hear about next week? Cryptids, spooky places, curses, or the paranormal?
Paranormal is like ghosts.
Yeah.
So maybe we could do like a mix mash of curses.
Curses with a paranormal element to them?
Actually, I think we should do like spooky places.
In the meantime, you can find us on Instagram at Beyond Legends Podcast, where we will have special episode art each week featuring the work of
me, Felix.
Yeah. Let us know in the comments what cryptid or spooky space or mystery you want us to cover next.
Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.
Felix, they're listening, not watching.
Oh.
Thanks for listening. Have a great week.
We'll see you soon.
Bye.